Hey, this is Comrade Pitt, Peter Kamal Mukuri, 0197165, currently here at Red Onion Resort. The essay is titled, Crippling Patriarchy and Eradicating Antiquated Social Norms. And I'm going to start with a quote by Sarah Grimke. She stated that, I ask no favors for my sex. I surrender not our claim to equality. All I ask our brethren is that they would take their feet from our necks and permit us to stand upright on the grounds which God has designed us to occupy. To me, it is perfectly clear that whatsoever is morally right for men to do, it is also morally right for women to do. Now, revolutionary men pride themselves in being supportive of gender equity and fight patriarchy of all forms in this fight for women's liberation. There are many forms of patriarchy which exist, as we know, that most of us oppose, but yet we consciously and or subconsciously engage in and perpetuate. Now, on this brief essay slash commentary, I'm going to present an argument which I anticipate many men, hell, even some women, will disagree with. However, the point of this argument is to present an idea which I believe is a blind spot for those of us who claim to be supportive of gender equity and oppose patriarchy. For us revolutionary men, counter-revolutionary, bourgeoisie, proletariat, liberal, and conservative men, despite our polar differences, the one form of patriarchy which we exercise as a whole is the carrying on of our last names. We get married, our spouses take on our last names, as do our children, in order to carry our legacy. I think this is one of the most bourgeois patriarchal ways of thinking, which I believe greatly hinders gender equity and weakens our fight against patriarchy. This insinuation that our children bear their father's last names in order to carry his legacy utterly negates and in many ways dehumanizes and devalues the women. What about their legacy? Why is it that the woman has to be the one to surrender her name, her identity? Begs the question, why is the man's legacy deemed more essential than women? When women are actually the ones who carry unborn infants in their wombs for 9 long excruciating months and have to endure the indelible pain of birth, yet once the baby is born, according to tradition, he or she must bear the father's last name in order to keep his legacy alive. This form of carrying on our legacy and women relinquishing and changing their last names to their husbands upon marriage, I think it boils down to men exercising power over women, a form of ownership akin to how slaves were stripped of their identity and forced to bear the slave master's last name, an explicit form of ownership. Lucy Stone was an anti-slavery staunch abolitionist who also risked her life by teaching slaves how to read and write, organized a debate club for girls. She was one of the first known women who refused to give up her name after marriage to Henry Blackwell, and their children's last name was, to no surprise, Stone. Continuing one's legacy from generation to generation doesn't solely entail this antiquated approach of man's last name being passed down. This legacy continues through genetics, your children, not a name. I believe this brief essay gives my position on this matter, but for the sake of clarity, would I personally ever consider or take on a woman's last name upon marriage or have my children's last name be that of their mother? I absolutely categorically would, and I'm named after my grandfather, whom I love dearly. But it's a name passed down to me in the same manner of patriarchy as presented on this essay slash commentary. However, I wouldn't hesitate to break this tradition, as I strongly believe it is the perpetuation of patriarchy, which also plays a role in inhibiting gender equality. There's nothing shameful or makes you less of a man about, you know, taking on a woman's maiden names upon marriage. In fact, I think it's empowering for both sexes. I anticipate naysayers, and to those who feel otherwise, I welcome any debate on the subject. I wouldn't present the subject without strong grounds to stand on. What Lucy Stone illustrated by keeping her last name upon marriage is that a woman should have the option of whether to keep her last name or change it to that of her husband. Not having the option is the polar opposite of what gender equality entails. Gender equality dictates that both genders share the same rights and or privileges. Quote, whatsoever it is morally right for men to do, it is morally right for women to do, unquote, as affirmation by Sarah Grimke. The decision on which the last name of a married couple goes by or keeps as is, and the last name of the children should be a choice made between those couples rather than a mandate dictated by bourgeois obsolete traditions. Conventional ways of thinking must constantly be challenged if there is to be any real progress. You can be a feminist or support gender equity and oppose patriarchy, but we must all continue to search for ways to eradicate obsolete social norms and break out of the patriarchal psychological entrapment which hinders gender equity but merely perpetuates patriarchy. I'll conclude with the words of Chairman Mao Tse-Sung, women hold up half of the sky And Mumia Abu Jamal, man can never be free so long as patriarchy exists. And this is Comrade Pitt, Peter Kamau Mukuria, 119-7165, Red Onion State Prison, P.O. Box 1900, Pound, Virginia, 24279. You can also reach me via JPay email. Have a great one.